This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis has extended the state of emergency order in Colorado over COVID-19. He says the extension will help fund response efforts across the state. It also means that the Colorado National Guard will continue to work on the response. Under the order, the state health department will get an additional $12 million, and the Department of Public Safety will get $6 million to respond to the coronavirus. During a press conference last week, Polis said it's crucial that Coloradans continue to wear masks in public. A Minnesota man arrested in Breckenridge on suspicion of setting some of the fires that destroyed a Minneapolis police station is returning to his home state to face prosecution. CPR's Natalia Navarro has more.
22-year-old Dylan Robinson waived his right to have procedural hearings in Denver. Robinson was arrested last Sunday after being tracked to Denver. He is charged with aiding and abetting arson. Police say they have video that allegedly shows Robinson throwing Molotov cocktails into the 3rd Precinct building during a protest of George Floyd's death in late May. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
The 6-shooter fire on the Southern Ute Reservation is now fully contained. A total of 110 people worked to fight that fire located in 6-shooter Canyon near the New Mexico border. Officials say the fire restrictions, like no open burning, campfires, or fireworks, will stay in effect until conditions improve there. The East Canyon fire near Durango is almost 80% contained and has grown to 2,900 acres. Authorities say both fires were started by lightning. This is CPR News.